Moving on, Israeli forces clash with Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. The clashes took place in the village of Berlin after Israeli forces murdered a Palestinian there. Israeli authorities say the man was a suspect in last year's explosion on a bus in Tel Aviv. They say Israeli forces also detained two other Palestinians in connection with the blast. The explosion had happened during Israel's military offensive on the Gaza Strip. Nell Burton is our correspondent with us now live from Ramallah. So, Nell, tell us about this Palestinian man who was targeted and killed. What are the Palestinians saying about his identity and whether he was actually involved in that explosion?
Yes, of course. Now, nobody can actually accuse the martyr Mohammed Assi, who was killed during a battle with the Israeli army, until he's proven by rule of law that he is guilty of the explosion on the bus in Israel. So the Israelis essentially went to a place called Kafr Nima, which is between Ramallah and Belain. This is the same area in which the Israeli forces have actually razed the majority of the Palestinian agricultural land, and they're slowly taking it for settlement. So it's a very sensitive area, and you know, quite often you have fierce opposition from the Palestinians living in these areas, whether they're, you know, part of non-violent resistance or whether they're, you know, pushed into something, you know, along the lines of Islamic Jihad in defending, you know, their land. So I mean, so far Palestinians haven't commented on whether he was or not, you know, a member of Islamic Jihad, but so far there's been no proof to say that he was part of this bombing last year in Tel Aviv during the war on Gaza. Furthermore, they surrounded his house with 15 heavily armed vehicles in order to ostensibly arrest three people. That's Mohammed Ibrahim, Abdullah Assi, and Mohammed Assi. And when Mohammed Assi attempted to flee, he hid in a cave, and then he was shot many times and killed by the Israeli soldiers. So, you know, this is just, you know, another martyr. In the previous few months, in fact, since the beginning of the negotiations, we now have 8 martyrs who've been killed by the Israeli army, all of which they have not proven to be guilty, or they've been members of resistance, whether it be non-violent or not, you know, and, you know, attempting to prevent the Israeli army from entering their villages, as they have every right to do.
Nell Burton, a correspondent with us there from Ramallah. Nell, thank you.